Hello and welcome to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
We are back at it. Back at it again. How you doing, girl? What's good? What's
girl,
new?
I'm good. You're good. I am happy to be back.
Happy to be back.
We just did our, if you guys listened, last week was our intro episode. We did a little catch up. So go back and listen to that if you haven't.
And last season's too while you're at it. Why not?
You might as
well. You might as well.
Especially the last one. It was fun. It was a really big party.
Shenanigans. You know, I love shenanigans. So what's going on? May I ask? I mean, the year's almost over. January's done, dusted. How was the new year treating you thus far?
Oh my God. Well, I feel like I sort of said last week, I went to some extremes over the holidays. So I felt like I had to sort of take January to like ground myself again. Okay. Cause I just like, I worked overtime in December and then I was working 24/7 like the first 2 weeks of January. So the end of January, I had to sort of like regroup and do things that maybe other people were doing over the holidays to catch up with.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for February to sort of be like the first, you know.
February is your new year.
We're in 2020,
we're in 2020.
Guys.
I mean, sometimes it takes some people that time. It's just funny. They say by week 3 of January, 90% of people have already failed at their resolutions.
And okay, I'm like, can we talk about resolutions? I don't like resolutions.
No, we talked about it last season too, but it's the problem with resolutions is that people just set themselves up to fail.
True.
And a friend of mine says she doesn't call them resolutions, she calls them commitments or intentions, because you're more likely, if you commit to something, you're more likely
to do intentions.
Yeah. And people just...
I intend to do this.
Yeah. And people are just like, I'm going to change. I'm like, it's still the same you. But you have to change your habits. That's what changes. So I focus on just daily habits and routines. And I'm like, that will carry you throughout your year and like your life.
It's so true.
Once you teach yourself how to, you know.
And you don't even, you know, I've been thinking about, I'm like, I really need to change my habits. But the thought of like changing bad habits is like very negative.
Yeah.
You know, like the law of attraction. We've been talking about the law of attraction. And manifesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to, instead of focusing on the habits I need to stop doing, I need to just implement new habits.
That's what I was going to say. That's all you do. Because once you do the new things, the quote unquote bad things kind of fall.
You can't do both. Yeah, exactly.
And the good things feel better.
I just need to focus. So I'm just trying to focus on like good habits I can implement in order to achieve my goals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because now I have this job. This, like, it's like a 9-to-5 job. I mean, it's not like super strict, but like, you know.
Right. You have to be, it's accountability.
Yeah. I have to be accountable. And so I need to be even more like disciplined about my good habits.
Good. That's exciting.
It is exciting, but it's also fucking hard, girl. I don't want to do it. Like, I want to get home from my hour and a half commute and like have a whiskey. Like I can't do that if I have like all these other things I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
So tell me, how have you been implementing better habits or good habits? I mean, I feel like you have really good habits.
I mean, I do, guys.
She's so
I'm
going
to implement bad habits just to be controversial.
Just to be balanced.
Yeah, just to be balanced. Let's throw in. Honestly, I'm having a really, really good year. It's, you know,
it's
just starting. But I'm like, let's set it off on a good tone. Why not? I just had so many realizations in December. And I'm one of those people, too, like, I'm always thinking of the end game and long term. I'd like to be on this earth for a long time. So I'm like, so in order to do that, I'm all about preventative things too. So I'm not a big, I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm not a big drinker though. I'm like, I promote happy hour like none other because I love it. It's just, for me, it's more of the social thing.
Yeah.
But when I drink, I'm not like drinking 5 drinks, you know, a night. I drink wine a couple of times a week, if I'm being honest. I'm not, you know, and it's only to say, it's not like, oh, she's just amazing. But it's just like, you need balance in your life, because people, so many people are doing dry January or did dry January. Yeah. And it's like, well, why did you go so hard in December? Like, you know what I mean? Right. I'm like, what's, it's just like, it's too much. I'm like,
right.
Drinking to me should be, when, you know, enjoyed responsibly, fun. It's like a, to me, yeah. It's, I'm a social drinker. I like to just, you know, or if I'm at home, I'll drink some wine. That's about it. Or some rosé. But it's like, when people take things to the extreme, it does nothing for you. And we've talked about it. For me, like, I've took work to the extreme, and like, yeah, I'm going to work harder and work smart and all these things, and nothing to show for it.
Right.
So I kind of took back, and even working this last gig, I made it work to my advantage. I kind of mentioned the last episode where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it like this way, do it that way. I'm not doing this, and was vocal about things I normally wouldn't be, because I'm like, who cares? Like, truthfully, you know what I mean? I'm like, if I get let go from this job, there's something else is going to come, because that's just the way life works. So I kind of just been coming at this year more of just like, I just want to play and have fun, and I don't want to work. And that's just my goal. I'm like, yeah. I'm not working anymore, guys. Mind you, I didn't say I wasn't making money, because that's right. The biggest goal of the year. We should talk about money in some episode though too. But I just don't think life should be that hard effort. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of, it's like been there, done that. It hasn't worked. So I'm like, so why don't we try a different approach where you just have fun and just make everything light? And it's so much better on this side, you guys. It's so much better. Because if you're doing the things that you love or passionate about, then it's not really work anyway. So like for me, acting isn't hard. It's not, it's, there's some effort to it. There, it is a job. Like, we're on set for hours, so I don't want people to think it's like easy what we do, but I enjoy doing it. I love doing it, and I'm interested in doing it. So
yeah,
that's just my long-winded, I guess, response to I'm doing really good. I'm staying positive.
Mindset. Yeah.
Mindset. That's the thing too. I'm keeping a positive mindset. Like, yesterday was, it wasn't even a bad day. I don't even say I have bad days anymore, which is really nice to say, but it was the first day in a while where I was like super inconvenienced a few times. And I was just like,
it was also the new moon.
Exactly. And I was like, WTF. I'm talking about, like, I went to the ATM, and what should have been a 30-second transaction, I was struggling at the ATM. Ugh. Push the wrong button. I was talking to myself. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it was just the weirdest experience.
My brain was so foggy yesterday.
I was just like, what? Like, it was a weird ass day, and just weird stuff was happening. And I'm like, cause I've just been on this high. So I'm like, oh, this is inconvenient. I don't like this. This isn't good. And I was just like, okay, let's regroup. So that's another reason, like, I was supposed to be out last night for a friend's birthday, and I knew I had to be up early the next day to record. And I'm like, I'm just going to go. I'm like, the only way to get ahead of today is to end it. So I'm like, sleep is my BFF right now.
Same.
I'm like,
I went to bed at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's my bedtime. I'm like, oof, if you have me out past 10 o'clock, you know I love you, because I'm like, ooh, this is my bedtime. But yeah, no, just more, I mean, anything new habits. I'm just super consistent with my morning meditation. Normally I always meditate, but journaling, I've talked about in the past, has been, but I've been so committed that I've been journaling every day.
That's
amazing. Yeah, and now it's normal, like, you know what I mean, like, now it's a part of my you know, it's like little things. If you just do like one little thing a day that you add, and I always tell myself, okay, just to be a little dramatic, I'm like, you're gonna do this one thing tomorrow. Like, I set myself up, I'm like, if you do it and you don't die, do it again the next
day.
That's just what I keep doing. I'm like, oh, I'm still alive, this isn't terrible. You keep doing it, you know, wake up an extra hour earlier if you have to get more things done. And it's just
Yeah.
So
I've been way better about that, like getting up earlier.
Good. Your day is so much better, and there's so much to do and see. And I feel like I'm always
so
like playing, like, oh, what else do I get to do today? But also, we're fortunate because we actually like what we do.
Yeah.
And not everyone does. And that's something else too. It's like, you have to set yourself up for success, like, long term. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not happy at a job, leave. Like, I know it sounds dramatic, but I'm like, I literally was at my desk and I wrote a resignation letter. Like, I just, like, and I had no other plans. I just had to get out. You know what I mean? Because in the long term, I'm like, it was driving me bananas. Yeah. So I always encourage people, just whatever that thing is that you've been itching to do, just do it. It's going to propel you forward. Even if you quote unquote fail, which I don't really believe in failures,
It's
just going to lead you to something else, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So hopefully, I don't know. I hope you guys are all doing well on your resolutions. Hopefully you're not part of the 90%. And if you are, you better think about it. Like, okay, what did I not do? But I love what you said about, instead of thinking about, I'm not going to do this, think about what you're going to do instead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still trying to like implement those things. I have a lot of mental resistance towards doing certain things that are good for me.
Oh no.
I think it's just part of my like internal life karma. Mm. I think it's just, I don't know if it's my Gemini, if it's my personality.
She's a rebel.
I don't know what it is, but it's, I feel like whenever I win over that, it's like a small victory.
Yeah, it is. That's a huge victory, actually.
It is. It's a huge small victory.
It's a huge small victory. Huge,
we need many of them. We need
a lot of victories.
Yes, every day, many victories.
Yeah, I just choose myself. So they always say, you know, when you're manifesting and all these things, you come from it. The problem, too, that people have with resolutions and manifesting things is that they're trying to solve the problem from where they are and not from where they want to be.
That's so powerful and true.
So I just changed my mindset to like, okay, if the future diva, quote unquote, or this version of myself, this is the version, what would she have to do to get that? How would she respond to this? How would she, what does she do? Because I really will be like, okay, she gets up at this time. I mean, I'm not doing this every day, but like there's a part of me that knows, or not, and I've done like some journaling on it and things like that, but this is what my day looks like. And this is like what she does. And sometimes it's weird. It's easier for me to refer myself in a third person.
Oh yeah, same.
It just seems, I don't know. It's weird. You know what I mean? And so when I make decisions based on that, maybe Diva right now does not want to do certain things, but I know like in the long term, it's better for me. I always just try to look out for myself basically, because I'm just over screwing myself, I guess, and getting in these precarious situations where I'm like, oh, I really don't want it, but I committed to it. Okay. You know, now I'm just like we said, no is a complete sentence. I'll say no to things or say yes to other things if that means that long term it'll, you know, be better for me. But I think it's great that you have the realization, because some people don't even, it's like, oh, I tried this thing and I failed. I guess it's not for me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, did you really try? Yeah. Like, do you really do the, people don't want to do the inward work.
I know, you really have to do the inward work.
You have to, because.
And that's where the magic happens.
Exactly.
Because it's, you know, even yesterday last week I was having, I've had a lot of anxiety and it was like my first week of, this job was a temp job for 2 weeks. And then like halfway through the second week, they were like, do you want to stay? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, and it's like a startup. So, you know, staying doesn't really mean, you know, we don't know what's going to fucking happen. Right. But it's exciting. I like being a part of a startup situation because I'm a startup. So it's a good mirror for me, and it's good for me to be around that startup, creative, hard work, from the ground up energy.
Yeah.
And I like being a part of a foundational situation.
Especially with the values that they have.
Exactly. So, So last week I had a lot of like anxiety, 'cause I was like, it's a new thing. It's, you know, my mom told me it takes like 3 months to get used to any job. Mm. And I've only been there for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have these expectations on myself to like just be comfortable and just like, you know, like figure it out, like, or whatever, you know. But then I get in these like anxious moods and I stop responding to people on my phone. Mm-hmm. I stop being able to like really do anything else besides go to work and come home and like take care of the things I absolutely need to take care of.
Right.
And then I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I do it all over again. And I know that like that's sort of just a pattern. It's just going to take maybe like a week or two for me. I hope just a week. I hope next week I can implement more like.
Let us know next week how you feel. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Definitely. But I haven't been like responding to a lot of people. Anyway, that being said, bringing it back to what we were talking about. I've been looking at my boss and I'm like, you know, she's really good at just saying the hard things.
Yeah.
In like a really calm, cool and collected way. And I'm just like, I want to be more like that. Like I need
to. She's your expander.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I want to be more comfortable with my decisions, that it's easier for me to say things to my friends like, hey guys, I'm going through some, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like it's a hard time. Yeah. I'm just going through a transition right now, and like, I might not be available.
And that's what you just said. That's fair. Or you can do my method and say nothing. Here's my little mantra, guys. You don't owe anyone jack.
No, you don't.
Okay. Live your damn life. Like, it's one thing. Yeah. It's, I get it too, because, you know, I have friends and family, but it's like, people will understand. And anyone that makes you feel bad for it or gives you a hard time, like, bye. Right. You know what I mean? You're leveling up and growing, and some people will fall off or the relationship shift, but it doesn't. People take things personally, like they're internalizing totally. It. Like, oh, is she mad? Or no, I'm busy. Yeah. I have a job. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think, you know, but right. again, but if you state it like that, I don't see why someone couldn't just respect that.
Right.
And if they don't, okay. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's not. Like, I hope it's not like your mom or someone close to you. No, I'm just kidding. I know. Like, great, now I have to stop talking to my mom.
I guess, how do you handle that? Like, how do you deal with friends who are maybe a little more needy, like, emotionally? Are you just not friends with them?
No, I'm not. I mean, I just don't. I don't really have friends like that. I mean, or maybe I do and just don't. I just don't. I live my life. Do you know what I mean? And like, but here's the thing. I always check in on people, you know, you do the things, but it's like, you can't live your life for other people.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like, that's how you get screwed.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And you're like,
but like, where's the balance?
You have to find it for yourself. Like, because balance for you, maybe for someone else, just going to work and coming home, that's balance for them. Like, I lived my life like that for a while, and I'd see friends here and there. And it was also because, you know, I moved and no one would come visit me. It's okay. Parking in LA I'm serious. Like, I live in West Hollywood and people were like, yeah, I'm not coming.
It's hard.
So I'd have to go see people. It's a real thing in LA, guys. But, you know, and then I worked at a job where all my friends worked there. Or, you know, I worked at my acting studio. So all my friends were always there. So I never had to really think about it.
Yeah, so balance looks different. It's for everyone.
So whatever you're comfortable with. If you're feeling imbalanced, like, I do really miss my friends or these connections, mm-hmm. then just reach out to people and schedule plans. You know what I mean? Like, make the time. But if you're fine where you are, people understand that. And also, it's been 3 weeks. So anyone that's like, God grace. Like, if it's been three years and no one's heard from you, okay. Then, you know, even three months, okay. Like, oh, she must be. But I'm always assuming people have lives. Like, you know, if I don't hear from some people, I'm like, oh, we're adults. We have jobs and lives and relationships and careers and dogs. And you know what I mean? Yeah. And some of us have kids and I just don't. Because then it's just not fair to the person either. It's like, this is someone you care about, but you're going to give them a hard time for
bettering
your life. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you mad?
Like, I'm trying. Yeah. Like, I'm really fucking trying, you guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you are getting your stuff going and people should be supporting that. And like, I never understood that. Like, I don't know. That's just me. I'm like, I'm always like,
everybody has their own isms that they bring to every relationship. And I definitely have mine. Yeah. So,
and also too, did we talk about boundaries before? Maybe. Oh, I don't know if on here. I think when certain relationships form, there's certain expectations and boundaries that are set. And then once you start trying to move, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, people, this wasn't like that before. Like, what? Like, that's not, but it's allowed. You're allowed to change your mind.
You're allowed to change your. We talked about this in the last season.
You're it's okay.
Let,
like,
people,
that's called
grow.
Evolving. Exactly. Like, how
if you care about them, let them grow.
Yeah.
Like, and growing might mean like growing away from you for like a hot fucking second. Yeah. Don't freak out.
Yeah. Or it could be, it's sometimes,
or it could be forever. Don't freak out.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't, I mean, do you not, I'm always like, do you not have other friends? Do you not have like, read a book. You know, I'm like, when you busy yourself.
Are you not friends with yourself?
Exactly.
Here's my thing. Oh, I like,
here we go.
I have, I know.
Here we go. Here's the thing. Let's go.
Here's the thing. I love spending time with myself. Okay. Same. I think I'm pretty fucking cool.
Yes.
When I'm not at work and I'm not around other people, I love hanging out with myself.
It's the best feeling.
And when I don't love hanging out with myself, my dogs are there. So I can't help you. Go get a dog, get another friend.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, damn,
like,
get
yourself.
A boyfriend.
Figure
or something.
It out.
Yeah. But like, that's something too. You can tell those people, that's inner work stuff. Like, you're
it,
happy
it's
being
totally
alone.
Inner work.
This person.
Like, my favorite is when you tell somebody, like, you know, I'm going through a thing or like whatever. And you know, you're not like upset about it. You're not, like, 'cause going through a thing literally means just living your fucking life.
Exactly.
We're always going through something.
Yeah. We're humans.
We're always transitioning. If you're going through something, that means you're growing and moving.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, I'm really sorry you're having a hard time. Whoever said I was having a hard time just because I'm not hanging out with you? Like, are you kidding me?
I think you know what to say to these people, by the way. I don't know if the audience agrees with something. But I'm like, just, girl, you know what to say.
I'm saying this because I feel like other people deal with this too. Yeah, especially now in a culture where, you know, you're literally on demand. Like, we are on call 24/7, whether it's Instagram, email, text message, phone call, FaceTime, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you're expected to be there. And that is not okay. Like,
I'm not playing that game.
No.
Just not
doing it. Let's all not play that game.
It's just too much. I'd rather make real life connections anyway than the fakeness of social media. But I also really appreciate social media and I make
social
connections
media is
that
great,
way.
But like, so we need boundaries
just,
with it
we
too.
We definitely need boundaries. That's something though I have been implementing. I mean, it's not really a bad habit. I'm like just less phone time.
Less
phone screen
time. Totally less screen time.
It's so much better. I'm like more interested in, I don't know. I went to this like candlelit concert for classical music. Yeah, it was a Beethoven celebration of 250 years of Beethoven.
Oh my God. I'm like, this is Diva's so cultured. It like hurts my feelings.
No, stop it. But the funny thing was, I was like, oh, okay, I was expecting a certain type of crowd because that's what happened when I went to see Downton Abbey. You can imagine the crowd that went to see that. And then there's me.
Oh my God.
And my friend Stan. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Stan.
And it was a mixed bag, but it was Hollywood too. And I was like, this is so cool. But people like, there's gay, straight, like different races, ages. I'm like, this is the future. This is the world I like to see. And I'm like, but this is how you
organic
meet
diversity.
Yeah. Organic diversity.
We love an organic.
And just, I don't know. I like meeting people, connecting with people, and social media just doesn't, I just don't get that, you know, like before you get like that, that high from it. I don't get the same high. I get more of a high when I do things like that. Going to the museum, going to art galleries and doing things that. Like
being
that's
in
like,
the real world.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, art. Like, you know, real art. Like life is art, not to be cheesy. I'm like, you're all living your own type of art.
Yeah.
Go and experience that. And maybe you won't be so concerned if someone doesn't text you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. It's like, maybe you won't be sick.
Maybe you won't. I'm always like, do people not read books? Or
yeah,
like,
I know.
Even
like,
TV.
Can you like, get a hobby?
Yeah,
please?
Go watch a Real Housewives show or something. I don't have time for you, but you're great. No, but all my friends are really, you know, also they're busy. I'm like, but everyone's busy.
Everyone's busy.
And like when I have
downtime.
And you're
only going to get more busy, which is something I've realized in the last like 6 months mostly. I'm like, I only plan on getting more busy. Yeah. So I need to figure this out.
What is it? Get busy living or get busy dying or something like that?
Oh,
did I quote that correctly?
That's
Fall Out Boy song, but I think they quoted it from someone else.
Oh,
but it's just I love staying busy.
Fun busy, and like and doing tiny things, like doing the little things to help you level up. Like I was just telling Diva, I just replaced all of my hangers with uniform hangers
in
my closet.
Damn excited for her.
I'm really excited because I was, you know, I had hangers from like college and like from when like Rufio was a puppy and would like chew on the hangers and there were like little, you know, chew marks in the plastic, which is adorable. And I kept it for a reason, but now I'm like, we can get rid of this.
It's too much.
So it didn't make me feel like a diva with grace walking into my closet. And I was like, how would a diva with grace have her closet? Well, she would for sure have uniform hangers.
Exactly.
And they would be felt.
Yeah.
So
what color?
That's what I did. I just got like an oat color because I wanted it to match my walls inside. Yeah. I just wanted it to be like a clean, like.
It's like a boutique.
Yes. I wanted
it
to be like
And then
a
you'll
boutique.
Treat everything better, your clothes and everything
exactly.
better with more care.
Exactly. Even like clothes I have. I know this isn't sustainable, but I do have clothes from Forever 21 that I still wear.
That you can still wear it. I mean, I guess it's pretty sustainable.
Well, I have them for, you know, for like acting and stuff. You know, you guys, you have to have like costume-ish stuff and you don't want to spend that much money on
it. I have a white lab coat. If any of my actor friends ever need to borrow one.
Because
I had to ask people and no one had one. So I was like, I'm just going to.
You're like, I'm buying one.
Yeah.
Well, now you're prepared if you ever need to be a doctor.
I had that one audition. Oh, and when I got there, they had a white lab coat for everyone. I was like, well, glad
can we talk about sustainability right now and making it sexy? I think we need sexy sustainability.
Oh, I have the sexiest sustainability tip for you guys.
Oh my God.
Not sponsored, but should be. Fingers crossed soon. There's a brand called Necessaire Body Care. It's all over Instagram talking about like, oh, social media, I'm not on it. all over social media. I'm obsessed with it. It's made sustainably. It's vegan. It's clean beauty. They recycle. They're all about if there's no planet, there's no body. Like, you don't have a body if there's no planet.
That's true.
So that's like their mission statement.
Oh.
My skin, I literally touch myself. Sounds so weird.
I touch
all the time. It's so smooth.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. And it's so chic and minimalistic and cute. And
oh my God, I love
my shower
it.
Just looks better. And you know what I mean? Like, I got rid of so many things just to. I'm such a minimalist now. I even scaled on my skincare. I use like 3 things now, which is actually not even, like skincare wise.
Yeah.
And I used to, maybe not like the 18 Korean skincare steps, but I was, you know, I was up there, and now I'm like 3 things. Also, it's crazy because I love skincare, but I don't need to be doing it all day. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, I don't need
right.
to be in my bathroom that long. I'm very like in and out when it comes to that stuff. My clothes are usually what takes me the longest to like really think
Figure
about.
It out.
Yeah. But yeah, so Necessaire, it's really not that expensive. It's worth it. It's so good for your skin and for the environment. So I'm like telling everyone, I'm like, use this product.
Yes.
It's so good.
Oh,
you'll
God,
thank
you
me.
Be,
and it's
like,
unscented. I know. They have 3 scents, but
you like the unscented.
Especially because my perfume is super expensive. I'm like, why am I mixing stuff? I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. Well, my God, what perfume do you wear?
Right now I'm still doing Tom Ford, but I'm transitioning over to a Dior one. And I think it's my rich lady one. I asked myself, I was like, do I smell like a rich lady or an old lady? And she's like, rich. I'm like, perfect.
I love that it's sort of like one and the same. I like smelling like
money. it's nice. Yeah. It's funny. Like, my dad's, he has so much cologne. So when I think of something new, like, he has everything that it's hard to impress him. So when I brought this to him, I was like, it's just weird. I'll just be like, smell this. Like, I wouldn't even say hi and be like, smell me.
Yeah.
You know? And he was just like, what is this? I'm like, yes. I'm like, this is my new fragrance. Cause I used to steal his cologne. So I think he's just happy to like,
I love a musky smell.
I love men's cologne. That's my mom used to joke. She's like, oh, is that why you're still single? Cause you wear men's cologne. I'm like, okay, mom, you need to calm down.
Oh my God.
There are many reasons why I'm still single. Smell is not one of them. But yeah. And also, what have I been doing? And I used to be more like this, but hankering down. You've inspired me. I made a pact. I will say, okay, this is the closest to a resolution that I have this year. I'm cleaning out the wardrobe where we're only wearing sustainable fashion. No more fast fashion. Sometimes I do it just because I need something fast and it's there.
Yeah,
but
and
I'm
we're
like,
actors, and sometimes you need something for your headshot.
But yeah, I feel like, I mean, I haven't shopped in Forever 21 in quite some time. So I think even Zara, I might kind of stop, which I'm like, ooh. Basically, you'll just see me at Nordstrom. Basically, that's my new life.
Right.
So I can still shop Topshop, which is very exciting.
Oh, but is Topshop sustainable?
I hope so. Because I'm running out of options here.
Yeah.
I mean, a girl can only wear so much Gucci.
Thing. That's what I'm saying, is like making sustainable sexy, like being sustainable is, first of all, I love how sustainability also fits in with our theme of balance, because you have to be balanced in order to be sustainable. Here's my question.
Yeah.
How are these quote unquote sustainable brands going to sustain themselves? Like, how do you do that when you have so many elements at play? Like, you're like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like, I feel like I don't know how to say this, but I feel like I feel like high maintenance hippie, you know, you need like the man-made and the nature to collaborate. You can't have one over the other, because then you're going to waste one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I do think there's like, I mean, people are doing it now. Like, I work for a company that's making leather out of plastic bottles.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But we almost have no choice but to be sustainable. Like,
yeah.
And there's
agree.
You
but
know
I mean,
mean,
but do we?
But I mean, for the business, I'm like, so if it's like do or die, then they're going to have sustainability, because this is the way. This is the future, I feel like.
Right.
If that makes sense. If I'm understanding your question.
I think I'm like, okay, we're sustaining the environment, but like, how does the business stay afloat?
Well, how does any business stay afloat? You know what I mean? It's supply and demand, but that's what I'm saying. I think because of the dire straits of the climate, like the planet, people are wanting to do something. And for myself, yeah. I'm gonna be honest, like I recycle. It's wild that people still don't recycle. That's weird to me. But there are some things like, am I going to be doing ocean cleanups every weekend? Probably not. Like, you know,
there is an ocean cleanup on Santa Monica, February 1st, if anybody wants to go.
No, there we go. You know, I'm like, will I do it? Yes. Will I be doing that every week, every day? No. But what are the things I can do every day? It's like, oh, my food choices. Like that's something I can maintain. My skincare. Yeah. Clothing, like these are things, and they directly affect me. Sometimes I feel like when it directly affects people that way, kind of like what happened in Australia, you know, the travesty there, where a lot of brands were like, all proceeds go to, you know, helping with the wildfires. All you have to do is buy something that you would be buying anyway. You know what I mean?
No, totally.
So it's like, oh, that's easy. So I'm like, people want to people help, but they also want convenience, if I'm being honest. You know what I mean? So like, I don't like to be inconvenienced personally.
No, definitely.
So
well, and it's interesting, like people want this sustainability, but they want it overnighted for like in a plane that's going to be, you know,
I've been mindful. There's some things they're like, oh, we can order for you. I was like, for my one thing, I'm sure it's not just my one box on the plane, but I just felt weird about it. But I was like, I'll just
come
back.
Like, it's not like, you know, when you have it in store. Cheeseburger, like it's just one cheeseburger, but like it's not about that.
But everyone, like, there's like how many billions of people, and if every billion, you know, if all of us thought like that, that's why we're in the situation that we're in. But that's what I like about, again, Necessaire is it did take them a while to get to me. And I'm like, had I ordered it from I went directly to them, but I'm like, God, if I had ordered it from this other place, like I would get it in a day. Like I did have that moment, but then I'm like, who cares about waiting? Like, so obviously we all watch streaming services and, you know, Netflix, Hulu, all that stuff. There's a show that I watch called Silent Witness. It's of course British. And I've seen like every episode, right? And the new episodes are airing. And I realized that they were like airing like an episode at a time. And I went, like, do you know what I mean? Because it's not, no one's used to that anymore. And I'm just like, do
I have to wait?
But I get so excited when I see a new episode. Like there's something exciting
it's
about
different.
It. So when I got the package finally, I was excited. I'm like, oh, it's making me like excited to shop again. You know what I mean? So like, it's this weird thing, but it's funny. I was on like Amazon Prime or something, and it was Killing Eve was getting like 4 out of 5 stars from some people. Like I would give them 4 or 5 stars, but they don't have all the episodes up. I'm like, yeah, because it's airing, because it's also airing on TV. So I'm like, they're not going to air everything online because they want you to watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And someone like basically responded like, do you understand how television works? And because people just have this thing like, it's we're in an instantaneous society. I'm like, we were kids, you know, if it was a cliffhanger, you had to wait till the next week to figure out, will so-and-so get what's... I mean, Ross and Rachel, for God's sakes, will they, won't they? Are they on a break? All this stuff, years of that. Kids today, you can just sit there and watch that the whole show and like find out in like a few days, you know what I mean? So I think it says a lot about our culture, but for me personally, I think the people I surround myself with and follow, we're trying to get back to some of, like, we're not trying to go back to the golden,
so sustainability,
you know,
ability really means slowing down.
It exactly. Yeah. And it's a better way of life. And I've been trying to be mindful of just slowing just my time down. It's just a different way of living. And I'm like, and it's actually, it makes me excited to do things and be places, and you know what I mean?
Makes you savor the moment when you slow things down.
It's a really good feeling. No, that's a really good point you brought up. Yeah, sustainability is, it's not even the future, it's now. Like,
it's
you have, in any way that you can. Like, my family's pretty much vegan now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for different reasons, but I'm like, but that, people are like, oh, what does it do? I'm like, but it does help, and it helps your health. And I think when people start making the connection of like, there's one planet Earth, you know what I mean? If you screw it, it's not just affecting, like, it affects you. Like, people just think, oh, Australia is over there. I'm like, this is all of us. It's just, it's so bizarre to me. But I'm really glad that people are pushing the initiative. And for me too, I'm a fashion lover. I love skincare. So if you're going to like kind of placate to my love of fashion and beauty, I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I'm always like, wait, I can look good and help the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you're going to, I have to buy a lotion anyway. You know what I mean? Why not make it? But it's super sexy. You guys, my skin, like it's so dumb.
Oh my God, I love it.
I just sit around
and
just like,
we need to get them to sponsor.
I know. Oh my God. That's like the dream.
The dream.
It's, oh, so good. I kind of want to just go and like buy somewhere right now, but it's okay.
It's interesting that there's people who, I thought it was really interesting that they called out like Leo for flying his private jet. and like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that at the Golden Globes?
I would love to see Leonardo DiCaprio flying commercial. Like, yeah. Like that would happen. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Really? Like, that's not going to become a thing.
I know.
But I think, I don't know what he does specifically, but I know, like, because, like, Meghan and Harry got called out for it. And a lot of influencers, because they fly a lot, not private necessarily, but there are ways to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not retract, but kind of ways to kind of erase a little bit of the carbon footprint for, like, for every mile that you do this, you can do, like, there's different programs that actually help with that. Oh. So I, gosh, if I remember to put it in the show notes, I will remember to put it in the show notes. How about that?
The so different organizations. So if we can erase our carbon footprint, wouldn't we be able to do that with everything?
I mean, it's not, I mean, erase is probably not the best word, but there's something, I guess, to kind of neutralize it or something. I'm not really explaining it too well. Like, don't quote me on any of this, guys. Like, this is just, you know, I'm just chalking out of my, you know what? But it was something I saw, like, it was just like like I swiped basically. I was like, oh, because a lot of the influencers are like, this is, I use this to do this. And it's like, I mean, just with anything, like if you do something naughty, do something nice. You know what I mean? To kind of balance, but life is, right. That's another way to balance things. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you, you know, you take, then why don't you try giving? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
that's
life. It's give and take, it's balance. So
totally.
There are other things. Okay, he flies private, but like, there's a million other things that he's doing for the planet. That
right.
And you're not doing one thing, sir. The people that are usually calling them out, I'm like, but what are you doing?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Nothing. At least he's neutralizing his carbon footprint. What are you doing?
But I do like when people are called out for not being perfect, quite honestly. Yeah. I mean, you know, because we, like, I feel like people were putting Leo on this, like, weird environmental pedestal for, like,
I mean, Leo
time.
Put himself on that pedestal.
Yeah.
Let's
well,
keep
exactly.
it real.
He put
Let's
himself
keep
on
it
the
100.
Pedestal. And, like, take him the fuck down. Like, we're all doing something.
Yeah.
Just because all you post is environmental pictures on your Instagram doesn't mean that, like, you're, you know, holier than thou.
No, he's not. I have heard stories,
oh,
by
dear.
The way.
I'm sure.
But that only, no, it's fine. Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's, no one's perfect. Like, no one's living, you know, like I said, I'm like, those are the things I'm
doing.
Could I be
best.
Doing more? For sure. You know? But yeah. Like, when people are like, oh, we're coming out with electric cars to help with that, I was like, those are ugly. I'm not driving that.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, you know what I mean? Not that I have a gas guzzling, you know, like Humvee or something like that.
Right.
My car is actually a hybrid, but if that wasn't purposeful, it just fit for what I was looking for. So, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right. So I guess I'm a little environment more friendly to
some
the environment.
People are trying, like, you know, like I didn't like that Tesla's cars were like so fucking expensive. I'm like, oh great, they're good for the environment, but nobody can afford them.
Oh, it's always,
and then
like
they
that.
Just came out with like a $30,000 car.
There
it's not
go.
Cute necessarily.
Okay, can someone explain? I've never understood this. Why aren't they cute? I'm like, why wouldn't you just make it a BMW but it's electric? That's why I never got. I'm like, I would have been driving electric years ago.
I don't know, girl.
Yeah, that I never, that blows, but even like the electric BMWs, I'm like, I'm not driving that. Like, what is wrong with, I don't understand. Yeah. Talk about sustainability. I don't know how these electric cars have made it. A Prius is kind of cute, but I'm still not, can you imagine me in a Prius, for God's sakes?
I think a Prius is the least cute. Oh my God. It's,
of all the electric cars, it's probably the better one.
You think?
I don't know. I don't even know what all the, this is not my lane.
I want a Tesla just for status.
Yeah, I mean, I have a BMW and we are leveling up to a Porsche. Probably not environmentally friendly, but that's what's happening. And I do other things, so don't at me.
I know, don't at me.
Our kid's still saying that. I have no idea.
Oh my God,
just don't
funny.
Come for me, okay?
Yeah, don't come for me.
That's I'm like, yeah, so that's the extent I know about cars. So let's segue to something else because I don't know. I'm a good person. Let's just trash Leo some more. There we go.
Wait,
no,
can
I'm
you tell me what happened with Leo? Because I feel like you've been
I'm not telling you on air. Absolutely
oh my God,
not.
Really?
It's just a friend told me something in confidence. Just basically like, we don't need to be dating Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's just put it that way.
Oh,
okay.
No.
He's never even, here's the thing. I've always respected him as an actor. Beyond that, don't get it. Like beyond like the people are dying over his like, it's just.
His Leo-ness.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. So you won't be calling me.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Okay. I wouldn't pick up anyway. That's all I'm gonna leave it at that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. No more Leo.
Yeah. And it's a credible source because she was there. Anyway. but I mean, know. But that's what I'm saying too. No one's perfect. Gandhi wasn't perfect. I heard he was, I mean, I don't even want to just throw out these like terrible things since maybe it's not true rumors, but he, I don't know if he was racist. Like Gandhi wasn't like this holier than thou person himself. And God bless him, even MLK, I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at JFK. You know what I mean? It's like...
nobody's perfect.
Separating the man from the quote-unquote art, so to speak. It's like, to me, the greater good is what's most important. I feel like the only people that should be worried are like the women that are with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. If this is someone in your personal life. But if you're doing good work and you're changing the world in a positive way... I could not care less what you do behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Like, personally. And so that's just another reminder too that no one's perfect. And just, and also I always love the critics. You're not doing anything to help either. So it's like, you're not even doing anything. At least try. And then maybe point a finger, even though no one should be pointing fingers, but that's what I got on there.
Oh my gosh, I'm so contemplative right now about this whole situation.
With what, Leo or the planet?
All of the above. I'm just like, which is my God.
I swear, I don't want to be, because these are like low key. He could be a colleague one day and I don't want this to come back. Well, it's nothing crazy, guys.
I would straight up ask him. If I was cast in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, I'd be like, so I
heard
you're a
piece of shit. Here's the thing. He's not crazy.
Tell me why.
Yeah, it's just not even, he's not even like a piece of shit. It's just more like, he's just like, it's like, he's so standard. Like, I think because people are like, he's an environmentalist and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, well, yeah, but he's also dating 20-year-old models. Do you know what I mean? And like, he's not like,
1,000,000%.
Yeah, it's more along those lines. It's, I don't want to see, you know, like cast all these like things. Well, like, what's wrong with Leo? It's not a Me Too thing. It's nothing crazy like that. It's just, you know, I'm like,
it also goes along with what we were talking about, sustainability, like doing, you know, doing like one bad thing and then doing one good thing. That's sort of what, you know, maybe that's why he's doing all this environmental work, because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like shadow work too. That's why it's always like the Reverend so-and-so is the one who like gets caught in a sex scandal.
Exactly.
Like, we have all this darkness, and when you don't address the darkness or maintain it or whatever, however you want to put it, then it comes out in these like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. And it's like, what? You know what I mean? I'm like, but he was so nice. He's so this. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's always those nice guys, especially actors. Well, I realize they play the nice characters, always end up being the douchebags in real life.
Right.
And then the guys that play the dumb guy or like the a-hole, it's always the cool one. Like it's ever, any show, it's usually like true.
Well, I think because the quote unquote, like, you know, bad guy or whatever is more comfortable with that side of himself. And so he's not trying to hide it. I think that when you're like, when you have a reputation for being like the good guy or the leading guy, like you almost have to hide your dark side. And then that's when it does come out.
Yeah. Cause you don't get a chance for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just feel, I'm like, gosh, should I just say it? Cause now I just feel like,
I feel like you have to say
I'm going
to
tell
it.
You. No, no, I'm not telling the story because my friend told me in confidence too, and I don't want her to, you know, that's mostly what it is. I mean, I just don't want her to think I'm like running around.
This is a good example of.
It's just more like, but then it's too, it's like, okay, so he dates 20-year-olds. So what? I think he just, because he just has this image of, but he doesn't hide it. You know what I mean? It's like some people would think like, oh,
wonder,
he would date like someone more, you know, environmentally.
I wonder if he's gay sometimes. Because he's
I don't
lots
think so.
Of, I mean, it's like, you know, sometimes the
maybe it's why he's dating 20. I have no idea.
Need, like a young, pretty blonde beard.
Well, I heard. I mean, again, these are just speculations, rumors. Who freaking knows? I heard that he was trying to get at Rihanna, and she was like,
"Oh, right,
nah." He's not. Here's the thing. He's not told no.
Rihanna's way too much woman for
him. That's what I'm saying. And that's basically the situation. My friend was. It's just like he was just so like, hey, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, don't be that actor. Don't be that guy. He was just being that guy, and I'm like, oh my god,
that's awful.
Yeah, and she was just like, no,
poor Leo.
And then that's what I'm saying. I'm like, do you know you don't have to do? It's like you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You could just walk in a room. You know what I mean?
I feel like he oozes insecurity, and I'm like, why?
That's girl.
He has to be an actor because that's the only time he's ever really like present or like a real person is when he's acting.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like I've never actually seen him be confident in his real life.
I just remember him in baseball caps. Like, that's all I know. Yeah. Like I was never into, I just, didn't get it. I was like, he's such a good actor, but I knew that's not where all the girls loved him. I'm like, I just respect his art. Like, I was really like that. I was like, I just love his art. Like, what's happening? But good on Leo, I guess. I mean, but he's saving the planet, so what do I know?
Totally. Which, so and which, I'm not pointing fingers in a, like, no. I'm not, you know, like, I'm way more comfortable acting in front of people than being myself. Like, yeah. I feel like that's a common actor thing.
Actor thing. And you get to, I just like being different people. Because then I get away with more things. I'm like, oh, I'm just acting. I can say and do these terrible things. I'm like, as myself, I just, there's consequences.
Oh, my God. But so
but I was just going to say, this is so random. We were talking about it earlier. Just talking about the planet. Cats and planet. I'm like, I think it's the chakras. Like, we were talking about it. Like, we were like, air, water. We were talking about, I don't know, the elements. Because we were in, like, you know, it's Aquarius season and it's air element. And so we just, and I was like, wait, Captain Planet. It's just like a weird full circle moment that I wanted to bring you guys part of. A full circle moment that you didn't know you were part of nor wanted to be. So you're welcome for that. But if you don't know who Captain Planet is, and that's a problem too. I grew up on Captain Planet. I am amazed of all the reboots that they've been doing that wasn't their, like, especially with what's happening. Like, someone's not like, Captain Planet needs to come back.
Or
like,
Fern Gully.
But do you know what I mean? I'm like, we grew up on these things. What the hell happened? Like, 90s kids, I know it's not us solely responsible. The 90s kids are the ones trying to save this damn planet and, like, the younger generation coming up. So, you know,
well, we
not
learned
to place
about
blame.
Recycling in
that's what I'm no
elementary
one was,
school.
I was on a set and, like, they had sodas. And I'm like, I needed caffeine. So I had a soda, which I hate soda. But anyway, and I was like, oh, where do I recycle? And they gave me, like, a blank stare. I'm like, just recycling. Like no one knows. I'm like, you don't even know what the word recycling is. And then the other day I was driving. Was I in West Hollywood? Yeah, I was going to Beverly Hills or something. There was a bus in front of me. Someone full on threw their trash out of the window on the bus, from the bus. And I'm just like, how? Captain Planet is somewhere crying. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, why have we not learned anything? So if there's a reboot, I'd like to play fire because I'm a fire sign. Might mess around with some heart. The black kid was like Earth or something. I don't know. Too close to home. I don't know if I want to be Earth. I don't know if we're planet. I think fire or heart. The heart, I was always like, really? Okay. But I think I can make it fashion.
Yeah.
You guys.
Always make it fashion.
I'm rebooting Captain Planet. If you guys have any suggestions.
Captain Planet, but make it fashion.
But make it fashion. If who you like in this reboot. Who should be Captain Planet? It should be Leo. Done. And there you go, Hollywood.
My God.
That's
done.
How it's done.
Yes.
Who's this agent? I'm going to have my agent call his agent.
Oh, my God.
We're going to set up a meeting.
Amazing.
Leo, I love you. I think you're a great person. I don't really know you.
Well, you know, I think just to bring this back to the Zodiac, which I love to do. Mm-hmm.
Is he a Leo sign? Could you imagine?
No, I think he's like a Capricorn or an Aquarius, one of the two.
Oh,
I think.
No idea.
Maybe not. Wait, maybe I need, maybe he's a camp. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll look it up.
I feel like, well, Gemini, which you're a Gemini rising. I'm a Gemini sun.
Gemini
teaches us that we all have dualities inside of us and that's just part of being human.
Yeah.
So we have to just embrace that.
Embrace it. And if you feel imbalanced, bring it back to center. Bring it back to you. I was just like, what do you want to, every day I'm just like, what do you want to do today? Like, what's the goal, quote unquote?
What's your intention?
Intention. Go from there. So instead of looking long term this year, this month, just be like, today.
I know.
Just today.
Because when I think about it in like this year, this month, like whatever, I get overwhelmed and then I don't do anything.
Exactly. I'm like, so no.
Yeah.
And you leave. But yeah.
Like,
but if
okay,
you take it,
let's go have a drink about it.
Slow it down. Take it a day at a time. You got this, guys. We're here for you. You can always check in with us and
DM us.
Yeah.
Like, we want to know what's going on in your life. Like, I always love seeing, like, who likes our posts because I'm like, oh, that's what people are going through. People relate to that.
People do.
What was that? Meme.
You can look it up. In the meantime, too, I was going to say, you can always reset. Like, if you have to start over, you start over. It's okay. It's not even starting over. You're starting from a better perspective, a better place. Like, okay, now I know what not to do, kind of thing, you know? So if you look at it from that, it's not so bad. Though I personally hate like the challenge I'm doing. I'm like, if I'm day 27, if you think I'm going back, yada yada damn mind. And that's why I tell myself, I'm like, oh, we are doing it. I had a migraine the other night and I was like, nope.
Oh my God.
We're journaling.
Girl,
we're
I'm journaling. So proud of you.
I can't go back. I can't go back, Grace. And also, I'm like, I'm just in a better place. I'm like, all these things I've been doing has helped. So it's so stupid to like not do. I'm like, oh, it's a part of my life now. Like, I thought it was just like, oh, I'm just doing this challenge. Like, no, this is life now. This is the new way. This is the welcome to the 20s, the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s.
Did you have the...
Oh, we were going
to... Yeah, I was trying to hold court while you looked it up. We were trying to be seamless before we not clunky like we normally like 30 seconds of dead air while we look up.
Well, remember the meme I posted that was like spirit guides? There's seven more karmic souls to enter your life and six more rock bottoms to hit for ultimate awakening. Keep going. Yeah, you got this. I seriously feel this way like every day.
Bite me. That's how I felt yesterday.
But so many people
like,
related
me.
To us. Yeah. It was like one of our most. Because
you keep going. That's the whole. But that's the thing about life. I'm like, you just keep at it, and you just come from it in a
Grace
different way.
Keeps going.
We keep going. I'm never gonna stop.
Keep rolling.
What's
rolling
that, Chumbo? Yeah, and Chumbo. I get knocked down, but I'll get up
again.
You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down. So much '90s happening in this episode. I love it. Captain Planet, Chumbawamba. If you don't know any of these references, you're too young.
We're all about the planet.
Yeah, and like life, and that's, I mean, not that it's anywhere close to my birthday. My birthday's months away, but I'm like,
not really. It's like
a couple months. It's in April. I'm like, I'm having a 90s dance party, and that's what's happening.
Oh my God, I love it.
It might be 2000s, depending on the venue.
Are we going to dress up like 90s?
I see. Here's the thing. No, only because I have a dress. There's some people I trust. You, I feel like, would be fine. I don't want people showing up in neon, and you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't trust everyone with fashion. I'm not going to call the person out, but I had a birthday party. I'm like, everyone just wear black because I was going to wear pink.
Oh,
that was my thing. My friend had a white shirt on. And if you look on my Instagram and find that birthday, he's standing out. I'm
No.
The point was for me to stand out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't own black. Oh, he knows. He knows he is. Not that he listens to this, but
oh my God.
I remind him every time I see him. Like, remember when he ruined my birthday photo? That's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I love him. But it's like really hard for people to. I'm like, if you say 90s, you don't know what the hell people are going to come as.
Right. True.
They're going to be like the Visco girl thing. And I'm like, no.
Just like wear a flannel.
Flannel. Thought your 90s. Like grunge.
I love a grungy.
I love 90s. Because 90s, we used to just have lighthearted parties, like not even like really parties. I used to remember hanging out with my friends, just listening to music and dancing, or like my sisters just be dancing, and like it was the best freeing feeling.
So much dancing.
So much dancing in the night. No one dances anymore. Will my body be able to handle it? We'll see. Because I went to a 90s party a few months back, and the next day I was like, damn, like I danced my face off, but it felt amazing to be on the dance floor the next day. But that's just what I want. I'm like, I'm just the simple things in life, guys. So we'll let you know what happens when that happens.
Yeah.
But always keep a 90s dance party going every day.
You know what I'm saying? Always keep it going.
That's my little...
I know. Should we take him out with a song?
Should we?
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
And we've lost all our viewers or listeners.
No, you guys love it. You guys
love Chumbawamba. All right. We'll leave you with the words of Chumbawamba. You can't get better than that.
You can't.
And Captain Planet. He's our
Jennifer,
hero.
Is that you?
Jennifer Aniston,
you guys. If you remember from the last episode.
All right, so we're now promising Jennifer Aniston and Leonardo DiCaprio.
By the end of this season, we're manifesting
them. You guys. You're welcome. Mwah. All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.